Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It may be no surprise to you that I have an Eastertide playlist on my phone, right? My love for liturgy and the different seasons in the church calendar. Of course I have a playlist for the 50 days in Eastertide. And many of you also know that I have a deep love and admiration for Dolly Parton. And so her song, which is my favorite song of hers, He's Alive, is at the very top of that playlist. Every Easter Sunday, I have to listen to that song, and usually I listen to it more than once. And then every time I open that playlist, it's the first song I tap on. The powerful lyrics of that song talk of Peter's experience of the resurrected Christ, and how Jesus' presence and love and grace in those moments completely transformed Peter. If you haven't heard this song before, look it up on the internet this afternoon. And even if you have heard the song, go ahead and listen to it again, because it is a beautiful and powerful song for Eastertide. I love the resurrection, post-resurrection stories of Jesus in the Gospels, and this is one of my favorite. It has been incredibly significant in my own life. But all of the stories of Jesus as our resurrected Lord are so beautiful and tender, because one of the first things that Jesus did after his resurrection was to visit every single person that had been hurt or traumatized by the events of his suffering and crucifixion. He sought them out to help them come back from what they had experienced, to help them make sense of what they had witnessed, and to help them understand that they were now living in a new reality. In each encounter, Jesus is tender and kind, loving and gracious, creating a conversation for each person to be exactly what that person needed. Think of the conversation with Thomas. Next week, we're going to look at the story of the travelers on their way to Emmaus. And today, we're looking at the encounter that Peter had with Jesus on the beach, which is one of the most beautiful acts of reconciliation and restoration in all of Scripture. So we journeyed through our Lenten season walking alongside of Peter with our devotional booklet and our prayer cards. And we also looked at several stories about Peter in Scripture at our Wednesday evening worship services. Most Lenten devotionals end on Holy Saturday or Easter Sunday, but the interesting thing about this series is that it goes through the second Sunday of Easter and through this upcoming second week of Easter. Because the truth is that Jesus wasn't finished with Peter on Good Friday. Despite Peter denying Jesus three times, Jesus didn't write Peter off. Jesus was not done seeking after Peter and drawing him to himself. And so as we wandered alongside of Peter this Lent, we saw that, like many of us, Peter has a wandering heart. His journey wasn't polished. It wasn't linear. It certainly wasn't perfect. But the thing that I found most captivating about Peter's story is that Jesus was there every step of the way, no matter what. And so although Peter's story doesn't end at the conclusion of the Gospels, right, we know that he plays a really significant role in the early church, which we read about in the book of Acts. But we do finish our series with Peter today as he encounters the risen Christ on the beach. We come full circle. He has dropped his nets, walked on water, professed his faith. He's been rebuked. He's received foot washing. He denied Jesus. And on Easter morning, he ran to the tomb. Now, once again, Jesus seeks him at a shoreline where Peter is casting his nets, just like the story when Jesus first called Peter. There are so many things that I love about this story, but I really love that Jesus cooked breakfast for the disciples. How amazing and wonderful is that Jesus, the Lord of the entire universe, cooked breakfast for his disciples. Jesus cooked this meal of bread and fish over fire. And it's just a beautiful and meaningful way for him to come to the disciples for reconciliation and restoration. I think in sharing this meal with them, Jesus was reminding them of the countless meals that they had shared with him, those 3 years that they had spent together. And it was to remind them of all of the other meals that Jesus spent eating with others, especially with sinners, throughout his earthly ministry. And it's to remind us that Jesus continues to share meals with his disciples as we gather at his table so that he can continue to feed us with his body and his blood in the bread and wine. So after giving them a catch with an abundance of fish, after feeding them breakfast, Jesus turned to Peter. And I want you to notice, and maybe notice again, that although Peter must have been so heavily burdened and overwhelmed with the guilt and shame he must have felt after denying Jesus 3 times, Jesus doesn't even have the smallest amount of blame or shame for Peter. Just love. Instead, what happens is that Jesus asks Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" This repetition wasn't because Jesus doubted Peter's word. This repetition was offering Peter grace. In that moment, as Jesus invited Peter to confess his love for him 3 times, he allowed Peter to turn his denials into love. Jesus yet again offered Peter grace and mercy and another second chance. Brothers and sisters, we are a lot like Peter, whether we like it or not, because in Peter and in ourselves, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady. In Peter and ourselves, we see someone who is a friend and a betrayer. In Peter and ourselves, we see someone who is a follower and a wanderer. Despite our faith, we make mistakes. Despite our belief, we carry unbelief. Despite our love, we cause hurt. But even when Peter struggles, even when he makes mistakes and missteps, he keeps going. He keeps searching and he keeps loving because Jesus never stops seeking him and Jesus never stops loving him, no matter what. And that's the truth of God's love in Christ Jesus. No matter what we do or don't do, no matter what we say or don't say, Jesus never stops seeking us. No matter what, Jesus never stops loving us. When we stumble, when we fall, when we deny God, when we cause harm, Jesus still comes to us and meets us where we are. He offers us grace and a second chance, and another second chance, and another. Sisters and brothers, just as our God of second chances met the disciples on the beach for breakfast that morning, Jesus continues to meet with us, to share a meal with us at his table. Our risen Lord meets us here to feed us with his very self, to feed us with his love and grace. Our risen Lord meets us here to feed us with forgiveness and to offer us a second chance. Our risen Lord meets us here to nourish us with his body, with his very presence, so that he can send us out those doors to feed his sheep, to be his love and presence in the world. Our risen Lord meets us at this table, in this meal, to remind us that his love never, ever ends, that his love never wavers, that he never stops seeking us, coming to us, and meeting us where we are. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Alleluia. Amen.